With SRN News, I'm John Stott. Saudi Arabia is set to host talks on Tuesday between the United States and Ukraine. The Saudi Foreign Ministry says the talks would take place in Jeddah, a port city on the Red Sea. Meanwhile, military officials from more than 30 nations expected to take part in Paris. Those talks on the creation of an international security force for Ukraine. One French military official says such an international force would aim to dissuade Russia from launching another offensive after any ceasefire comes into effect. Congress returns to work this week with a deadline for a partial government shutdown looming by week's end.
To schedule a vote tomorrow on the 99-page bill with a view to holding Democrats responsible for a potential partial government shutdown. He'll again need total GOP support to thread the needle. Congress must act by Friday midnight when the current continuing resolution expires. House Republicans unveiled a spending bill Saturday that would keep federal agencies funded through September 30th. President Trump has praised the bill, posting on his Truth Social platform that Republicans have to, quote, remain united, no dissent, unquote. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the White House remains confident in the long-term success of its trade policies.
While not predicting a recession, President Trump acknowledges his tariffs could lead to short-term economic pain for Americans. However, in the long run, Mr. Trump says America will be a much wealthier nation as a result of his trade policies.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. On Wall Street, starting a brand new week, and stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 381 points, the NASDAQ composite losing 540. This is SRN News. Another attempt to ban female pastors in the Southern Baptist Convention. SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
An amendment that would have done just that fell short in a vote in last year's SBC summer convention, but a group of clergymen say they will introduce it again. The amendment would state that the denomination will only affiliate with churches that, quote, affirm, appoint, or employ only men as any kind of pastor or elder as qualified by Scripture. This year's SBC summer gathering is set for June 8th through the 11th and will take place in Dallas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two public school districts and several parents are suing in Pennsylvania in a bid to end anti-discrimination laws that allow boys to compete against girls in sports. The court action comes amid debate in Pennsylvania and the nation over males invading female athletics, as well as their bathrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms. This is SRN News. President Trump inspires conservatives in Congress to speak up for government spending cuts in light of the recent success of DOGE.
Conservatives have long talked about cutting government, but Republicans in Congress have shied away from approving deep reductions because of fear of how voters would react. Now, President Donald Trump's administration is trying to find a way around that by doing the cutting itself. The most visible effort is headed by billionaire Elon Musk. On Thursday, President Trump told his cabinet that Musk could only make recommendations about government reductions, and the cabinet would be the ones to carry them out. And there's more signs that Congress may be getting back into the game, as House Republicans released a spending plan on Saturday. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A prisoner scheduled to be executed in what would be Arizona's first use of the death penalty in over 2 years will not ask for a reprieve from his death sentence. Aaron Brian Gutchess is scheduled to die by lethal injection on March 13th. Or his murder conviction in 2002. More details at SRNnews.com.